From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump has arrived in Great Britain following a chaotic NATO summit. Before leaving that summit in Brussels, Trump touted his ability to garner more defense spending from allies.
I believe in NATO. I think NATO is very important, probably the greatest ever done. But the United States was paying for anywhere from 70 to 90% of it, depending on the way you calculate. That's not fair to the United States.
In Britain, Trump issued scathing criticism of Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit strategy, as widespread protests against the visit have been expected.
I'm 71 years old. I don't think I've seen anything more frightening in my life than what's going on in America right now. The fascists are taking over.
Later Friday, Trump will meet with Theresa May and Queen Elizabeth II. A British civilian diver who was among the group who found 12 schoolboys and their soccer coach trapped in the flooded Tham Luang cave complex in Chiang Rai, Thailand, returned home Thursday. John Volenthen said the rescue was the result of successful cooperation between military and civilian divers and the Thai Navy.
We were very, very pleased. It worked out quite so well. So it worked out. The results speak for themselves.
All 12 boys are recovering in the hospital. Health officials say they'll spend at least a week there. Uganda's government will deploy military escorts and purchase armored trucks for each of its more than 400 lawmakers amid a heightened sense of insecurity in the East African country. Critics are blasting the decision as too expensive in a poor country, considered one of Africa's more stable nations. This is VOA News.